Greetings, Tacoma. John Doherty here once again for KTAH 101.9's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, always respectfully of all points of view. Recently, I talked to Pete Waymiller. Pete is a science teacher and an expert in environmental policy by education and personal interest. I'm going to be talking to Pete about carbon fee and dividend, and we're going to be referring specifically from time to time to H.R. 763. That's the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act that is presently in Congress. It's been endorsed by Representatives Kilmer and Heck, representatives that you all know from our local area here. So let's listen in and see what we can find out about carbon fee and dividend. So we're talking with Pete Waymiller, and we're talking about carbon fee and dividend today. And Pete, first off, great to have you here. Appreciate your willingness to talk to us and explain to us as pretty much novices on the subject what carbon fee and dividend is all about. First off, could you just give a little bit of information about how you became interested in this subject?
Oh, it began quite a long time ago. I've been teaching science and math for 34 years up until a couple years ago, and I've always been pushing for climate mitigation in classes. I've been preaching it. And then a few years ago, I went back to school to get my master's in environmental policy and was really focusing on the energy sector and how we could focus on reducing the greenhouse gas emissions from the energy sector. And the culmination of my master's ended in me coming to the conclusion that a carbon fee was the most effective approach to reducing greenhouse gases and reducing that the temperatures to where the IPCC recommendations are by 2050.
Okay, well, awesome. So two really qualifying and interesting areas there, your background in science and your master's in environmental policy. Just out of curiosity, Pete, where do you live? And excuse me for interrupting, but the only reason I'm asking is because, you know, we like to keep this program related to the Pacific Northwest, and I'm just wondering where you are.
Okay. I live in Gig Harbor, Washington, and normally from my house I can see Mount Rainier and Tacoma, but not today.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I just live across the narrows from you. In fact, when I look out my front window, I can more or less look up through the entrance to the harbor there. And there's times here in the last couple of days where we haven't even been able to see the Narrows Bridge, which is maybe 5-6 miles south of us. So pretty disturbing conditions. And we have a family member who's got some health issues that have been exacerbated by this smoke. So something we're going to talk about in more depth in another program, but certainly carbon emissions are a threat multiplier in the kind of thing that we're seeing right now. So anyway, great to talk to a fellow Pacific Northwesterner. So from here, could you just give kind of a big picture of what a carbon fee and dividend is?
A carbon fee is basically placed on carbon products. And so mainly the producers, manufacturers, the big oil companies basically would be given a fee, and it would be regressive. It would increase every year. And what I think the major driver here is that we live in a capitalistic society, and we're all about, well, most of society is about profit, making increasing our incomes and increasing our economy and so forth. We're really driven by monetary gains and a carbon tax. So there's always that opportunity for greed to overshadow social responsibility, health issues, national security issues, all those things. Short-term economical gains seem to seem to have a priority over what is our social responsibility. The carbon fee would tap into the free market. And by doing that, then we would have the market forces actually be able to control the emissions of carbon. And in that way, we would be basically promoting new innovations in renewable energy, energy that has less carbon emissions and is more socially responsible. You know, if you look at the entire supply chain, the cradle to grave journey of fossil fuels, it pollutes in every stage. And so we're not even addressing the climate change, but we're also addressing other environmental issues like land pollution, water pollution. There's just so many ways that petroleum products, fossil fuels end up into our environment. So anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but the carbon fee basically would be charged, and I'm sure the oil companies would raise the price of petroleum products like gasoline, fuel for combustion engines. But then it's a revenue neutral bill, the HR 763, the Energy Innovation Carbon Dividend Act. But the dividends would be paid to citizens, and this addresses or would offset some of the, I guess it would be, burdens to a lot of the middle class and poor, especially people of color, and so they would be able to afford these higher prices. But research shows that not only would the average working family and the poor be able to afford gasoline, they would actually profit from this. They would end up being in the black, receiving more than the dividend that they'd be paying for the carbon tax. And that would allow them to invest in renewable energy technologies like solar panels, electric cars. And so we're seeing a push in all those areas as well. I'm involved in a few advocacy groups for renewable energy technologies like electric vehicles and solar panels and whatnot, and also environmental justice advocacy groups. And so this the Carbon Dividend Act, it really addresses a lot of the different crises that we're involved in right now. And environmental justice is a big one right now. And racial injustice is a big one right now. So, and we have other crises as well. But it just seems like the most effective approach to addressing a lot of these crises is implementing a carbon fee and dividend.
So I like your notion, which I believe I understood correctly, that basically a carbon fee and dividend approach recognizes human nature as it is, or at least how it is in our economic system, rather than being idealistic or idealizing ideas of social responsibility, that basically we live in an economy that is driven by people's desire to have more money. Is that a fair view of your point?
Yes, and I think that if you delve into a lot of the research that's being done by psychiatrists, psychologists, I think you'll find that, and I think it's like you said, it is human nature to want to capitalize and make as much profit as you can, and we are in that type of society, a capitalistic society. It seems to reward people or give them more opportunities if they're more wealthy.
So I'm sure that you're aware that there are groups or organizations out there who are concerned about the climate, and their approach is that capitalism can't address this problem because of some of the things you've outlined there. They're kind of in the mode of, well, let's start all over. How would you respond to people like that in terms of your carbon fee and dividend perspective?
Well, I'm not sure if I understand the start all over.
Yeah, there are groups out there, and so Green New Deal is one that comes to mind, is that they just don't have faith in the capitalist system, and they think that we need to figure out some other kind of way of doing things.
Oh, right, right. I don't know if that is realistic. I just don't see bipartisan support for something that to eliminate capitalism. I guess it would be to embrace a more socialistic society. I just see a huge pushback from that. But you know, the Carbon Fee and Dividend Act is bipartisan. In fact, years ago, a lot of the Republicans were very, very much for it, and it was the Democrats that shot it down. I think our country is too enriched in this, or ingrained in this desire by a vast majority of Americans to try to get ahead, and to, you know, for 250 years we've had this system, and people have profited from it, and we have the strongest economy in the world. So it just seems that we're not going to be able to avoid this concept of capitalism, to me.
Yep. And just to be clear, that was somewhat of a devil's advocate question on my part, because to me, the important issue is that we address climate change, and we need to keep things bipartisan and fairly simple if we're going to do that. There's a risk in my mind of taking on too much. So what about the economists in general? Would you say that economists are supportive of this approach or not supportive?
Oh, absolutely. They're absolutely supportive. Back when I was doing my research on this in my master's course, there were 17 Nobel laureates that this is what they recommended, that this was the most effective way to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases, global warming gases. So and now there's even more economists that believe this is the best approach. And I was just reading a report by the EIA that they're recommending this as the best way to reduce carbon emissions. And other reports are coming out too. There was another government report that I just saw on the news in reference to the increasing forest fires that we're having due to increased temperatures and warmer climates, drier fuels. And they were also recommending Congress to pass a climate fee or a carbon fee. And so I think that there are a lot of experts out there, scientists, economists, and others that understand that a carbon fee is one of the more effective approaches to reducing greenhouse gases. And they're also agreeing, seems to be a consensus, that it's urgent.
Gotcha. So one of the things that I've heard bandied around about carbon fee is that it's going to be harmful to people on the lower end of the economic spectrum. So is this fee going to hit poor people particularly hard, or put a little different? What about the climate justice aspect of this approach?
Yeah. And I've heard that argument before, and I've addressed that argument before and in social media. I do that all the time. It's not picking fights, but it's addressing some controversial issues just to get a feel for what the critics are saying of this, and that is a big concern. And when I concluded from my master's program that carbon fee was the most effective approach, there wasn't a dividend, but the dividend really balances out the burden on the lower class in our population, which, as you know, disproportionately people of color, indigenous people, and the poor. it really offsets the tax burden on these demographics. And in fact, and I think that you and I were talking about this the other day, or emailing each other about it the other day, is that you know, recent studies show that the wealthy will be the ones that are the most impacted by a carbon tax, and the poor working class will receive more in dividends than they will pay in this carbon fee.
Understood. What one of the things that you alluded to briefly earlier on was fossil fuel related stuff coming across the border. So let's just say a business here in Washington State, and they were in a business that was affected by the carbon fee. Why wouldn't they just buy their carbon products up in Canada, for instance?
Well, I believe there are some exemptions, but I don't believe that imports are exempt from this. And again, I could be wrong, but I believe that that imports are not exempt from the carbon fee.
Okay, understood. Thanks. And so we're getting close to the end here. Are there any other aspects of carbon fee and dividend, Pete, that we haven't talked about that you'd like to bring forward?
I believe that this it has the title Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, and the innovation I think is going to come. I think once we put a carbon fee, implement a carbon fee, we're going to start to see the free market actually put pressure on carbon emissions and fossil fuel companies and society in general to come up with more fuel efficient innovations. And so we're going to see new research and innovations in electric cars. We're already seeing that. We're seeing improvements in how effective solar panels are. We're seeing electric car batteries that that have you can go 500 miles on a charge. They'll last for a million miles. And so we're already seeing, you know, and there's so many more out there. There's hydrogen fuel that can store it. There's just so many new innovations already. The Carbon Fee and Dividend Act will actually promote more innovations. And you'll see with these new innovations, you'll see cheaper prices for the renewable technologies, electric technologies. And you'll see them become again more affordable. So we're going to see this like cycle, this positive feedback loop, which I think can really get us over the tipping point of this transition to renewable energy. And then once we get to that tipping point, then I think we're going to see a real acceleration in the adoption of renewable energy technologies.
Well, that's awesome to hear. I do know that I tend to worry a lot about the future of the environment and the climate. And the kind of thing that you're sketching out there is, hey, it doesn't necessarily need to be that way. There's lots of possibilities for lots of good stuff downstream. We can have a clean environment, and we can have good stuff to enjoy our life with transportation and heating and cooling and all those other kind of things. So I think it is important that we do keep in mind that what we're working towards here is really a positive future. Well, Pete, we're out of time here.
One more thing, John.
Oh, sure.
One more thing. Yeah, I think that right now in this crisis, this pandemic, and we're trying to rebuild our economy, I think this is the perfect time to implement this, to adopt this carbon fee. We're trying to rebuild our economy and bring back jobs. Well, we have an opportunity instead to bring back just a few jobs to fossil fuel. We can bring in millions of jobs in renewable energy and build the economy on a sustainable economy. rather than one on that is unsustainable, like with fossil fuels. So again, I think now's the fire's hot, and I think we should strike with the iron.
Yeah, that is an exciting perspective for the future, and I appreciate you bringing that up. It's nice to finish up here on a positive note, since there is so much in the world to worry about these days, it seems. So anyway, Pete, I really appreciate you taking the time. I've enjoyed the conversation, and looking forward to getting it out over the air. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, John.
So there you have it. Let's do a quick recap of carbon fee and dividend. The fee is administered on fossil fuels. The fee is charged at the point of extraction or where the fossil fuel comes across the border, and the fee escalates until carbon dioxide emissions reach a target level. That's where the fee sunsets. The collected fees are returned to the populace on a per capita basis, and most households will be better off after the fee and dividend than before. So that's just a big picture overview of carbon fee and dividend. I'm urging you to do your own due diligence, dig in, do your homework. There's no one approach to climate change that can solve the problem all by itself, but a fee on carbon is one very effective part of an overall approach. And I'll have some links for you to check out in the show notes. You can find those links at ccltacoma.org. Also, I'd love to hear from you about this show or any other show or suggestions for future shows. You can contact me at John, J-O-H-N, at ccltacoma.org. So that's it. Thanks for listening. John Doherty here reminding you, as always, live like the mountain is out. Take care.